Machine starts. Okay, Yeridaya Simin Sadi Zayin is based on the Gemara Psachim that Ein Loshen Isa B'cholav, that you're not allowed to knead dough together with milk. It's a concern that you might come to eat it with basar, and that would be a violation of basar b'cholav, that you're eating the milk and the meat together. That's the Gemara Psachim, and that's what makes it to Shulchan Aruch. Im Losh, if you do need it, so the entire pas becomes aser, afilu la'achla levada. The bread becomes treif. Milchik bread is mamish treif. One of the differences between reliable hashgachas and less reliable hashgachas is if you see a D on bread, in all likelihood it is a problem, no? Because l'cha'ora, milchik bread is treif. But is that so pashat? Is that some pasha that's going to be usher? There are two kulas I mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, no? One kula is imshina tziris hapas, if it looks different. The next kula is that if it is a davar muat, if it's a small amount. So in a situation that I have one of these kulas, if there's a shinui or a davar muat, then it's going to be mutter. Okay, so what we have to do is figure out these halachos.
You just need one of them?
Just one of the siman, one of the things works, either a small amount of bread or a shinui, that's enough to be mekel.
Would the Raman say, the Raman on chala, he says v'gam?
So the Raman chala is saying that don't tell me the only heter is because it's a small amount. Also, it's mutter because it's tzuras and mishuna, because the challah looks different. Now, what that Rambam is actually saying is as follows. When I say that it's mutter because it's a small amount, what's the definition of a small amount? So it seems to be a machlokes here between the Mechaber and the Rambam, no? The Mechaber says a small amount means kedei achila bevas achas, small enough to eat it in one shot. The Rambam, however, writes that even if it's not achil b'vas achas, right? Shavuos is coming up. The Rambam says that lolosh pas im cholov b'chag ha-shavuos. By the way, that's really the minhag, no? The minhag of eating milchiks is zecher le shtei halachem. No, I need two different breads. Why do I need two different breads? Because I have the separate bread at a milchik meal and separate bread at a fleishik meal. To show that it's milchik bread for the milchik meal, I have, right, lolosh pasim chalav. It's mamish milchik bread. Aye, milchik bread is treif. The teretz is that that's considered a small amount, according to the Rambam. Why is it a small amount? Because I'm going to eat it at, not at one eating, not at one sitting. I'm eating it over yontif. Now, Rabbi Five Kohen of the Badei HaShulchan discusses, does that mean I'm allowed to knead erev yontif bread for 2 days of Shavuos? Or is it enough to knead or kula only for 1 day? He's inclined to lahachmer in this question. The kula is only for 1 day, but lemaisa, the Mechaber and the Rama are disagreeing about the kula of a davar muat. Is davar muat one eating, or is davar muat, for the entire Shabbos? Let's say, which would be gimel seudos. That's what the Badei HaShulchan, I think, in Sifkat and Chof Gimel points out. That would be gimel seudos on Shabbos. So that is the first thing. The kula, yeah. So apparently, yeah. In other words, there is more of a concern than the Hanami, but at the same time, since it's a Davar Muat, we're Mekel. Right? Davar Muat is Ke'entura, the Gemara says, and the Rishonim disagree what Ke'entura means. Some Rishonim say it means what a Ashar eats in one shot, no? So the Pesach of the Ramah, the Ke'entura, is for an entire day. Some more difficult. I always imagine because a Ashar eats a lot at one meal, no? But Ke'entura, and the Chamuli Daniel is quoted in the poskim saying that you shouldn't make a small amount and then leave over. The kula of milchik bread is only if you're going to eat the entire thing at one time.
Against the Ramah.
Against the Ramah? I don't know. No, the Ramah is saying you have to eat the entire thing over the Shabbos. But if I can have leftover challah, that leftover challah will become treif. No?
After Shabbos.
Chora. It's leftover fleishig chala. Fleishig chala is treif.
Assuming it's actually fleishig chala.
But that's the case, right? The case is that they make it with shuman, the covered Shabbos, no? It's a more fatty type of better bread. Question. Is the iser of milchik bread formulated only with respect to bread, or does it apply to everything else? The Taz has a famous discussion about besamim that are... if I have a meducha for besamim, I have a grinder for besamim, and one time they ground some besamim that had some shuman avos in it, so then the grinder became a fleisha grinder, and then the besamim that I'll grind with it subsequently, so I would think it's fleishik besamim, zok the Taz, not only is it fleishik besamim, it's treif besamim. Because the Taz is telling me that the Isser is not only milchiger bread or fleishiger bread, the Isser is milchiger fleishig substances, no? That's what Taz is saying. And the besamim, since I will come to eat it with basar or with cholov, because it used to be a parav grinder, and now it's a fleishig grinder, zuck the Taz, it's mamish going to be Osir. I am allowed to have tavlin that are made with a fleisha grinder, if the grinder is my fleisha grinder. Because then apparently, the Badei HaShulchan notes, well, this is a little bit hard to understand, the simen that it's a fleisha grinder will carry over to the tavlin. But if I want to have tavlin or besumim that are ground on a pariv grinder, this is my usual pariv grinder, but now it happens that this pariv grinder became fleishik. In that situation, the besamim are treif. Ad kan divrei hataz. Ro'im mei hataz, that the iser is an iser not only on milchiger bread, but it's on everything else as well. The other achronim disagree with the taz. Halo hema, the base mayor. The base mayor time is that passes shani, and you get a bit of an indication to this from the Shach of Katan Beis as well. That the Shach basically writes that the regilus is lechol pasim komine ochlim, and it's karav hadavar la'achlo gam kemul cholav. Pas, similar to what the Shach said in Simin Peiches, pas is something that I eat with all types of food. So it's very likely, right, remember, this is like their staple, it's very likely I'm going to come to eat it with the other gender. So that would be usher, because all we know about Judaism is that separation of the genders is the only mitzvah, right? That's the basic yesod. Got it, Adam? But the fact is, right, you get the impression from the Shach, especially if I put that Shach in Peiches, together with the Shach in Tzadi Zayin, it's almost a din in Al HaLechem Yichya HaAdam. It's a special halacha in bread. Perhaps this din does not apply to anything else. And that's the impression that the Beis Meir has. And the Chavas Das also says this, and the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chochmas Sadim, the Badei HaShulchan in Sifkat and Aleph, paskins this way, that there is a din only by pas, not by other things. Now, yeah. They would argue. Halacha l'maisa, they'd be arguing on the Taz. The Taz says it's usher by everything, even by besamim, but all of these achronim would be arguing and saying, no, the din is formulated only by pas, and it does not apply to these other things. That's right. Now, there is a discussion in the same Chachmas Adam, who says it's true only by pass. The Chachmas Adam is Mekal on the case that the Pisrei Tshuva quotes at the end of Sif Katan Gimel, which is if I have a cheese danishes or the like, no? If I have very sweet danishes that I eat as mini masika, since you don't eat them in the middle of a meal, you don't eat them mamish with the meat or the like, so then it's not going to be a problem, says the Pisrei Tshuva. That's what the Pisrei Tshuva tain is. The Chacham Sadam quotes that, quotes this Maharaj. So the Badei HaShulchan points out, one second, but if the din is true only by pas, why do you have to aser the mine mesika, or why do I have to better come up with a kula that the mine mesika are mutter because it's not the derech to eat it with the main meal? So obviously the answer is that the mine mesika are danishes which have the status of pas habo bekisnin, And Pasol b'kisnin me'ikar hadin has the halacha of pas. Meaning, even though the iser of milchik bread is only on bread, but I have to have a broad worldview as to what is considered bread. And Danishes are bread. No? That's the important discussion. If you look in the Sefer Mipnine Harav, page 152, Ramosha Soloveitchik was machmir, for some reason, on the milchik Danishes. I remember years ago when Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was here in Yeshiva, so he used to send guys across the street to the pizza store. And it was called Time Out Pizza, now it's called Le Como. He'd send guys to buy him food. He says, and do not buy me any milchik Danish, because milchik Danish is not kosher. Right? That's what Rav Aaron used to say. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that the milchik Danishes are going to be a problem. Nevertheless, many kashrus agencies are meiko on milchik crackers, milchik Danishes. We eat cheese Danishes all the time. That's probably not a problem. A cheese Danish is a nicker that it's cheese. That's like a simen. But a milchik cracker would l'cha'ora be some sort of question, and the cracker might be worse than the type of mina masika that the Maharit is discussing. The mina masika is eaten only bekinuach, so it's only eaten at the end of the meal. The crackers you eat presumably with the food, right? You take your herring or you take your tuna, the egg salad, you eat it as part of the main meal, so that would be more of a problem. We'll have to discuss what the svara of the kashrus agencies is and what the svara of the famous Thomas's English muffins is, no? Thomas's English muffins have an O-U-D, don't they? What's the heter? O-U-D should be O-U treif.
Yeah.
Right? So what's the heter for Thomas's English muffins? That also has to be discussed. Next issue. Overarching issue. Is the din of milchik bread, is it an iser that's a shash that I might come la'achlo im basar, or is it not a chshash? Is it an iser chafza? Do I assume that milchik bread is mamish treif? Or do I assume that milchik bread is forbidden as a precautionary measure, but doesn't become a chafza of iser? Now, l'may nafgamina, if it's an iser chafza or not. So we could give a number of nafgaminas, but let's just start with what the Rav said in his Shi'urim. This is in the Shi'urei HaGrid, the last one in Basar B'chalav, because that's sort of what we're up to. The Rav said, what happens if I eat a meal at your house? Then at the end of the meal, you say, oh my gosh, it was milchik bread. Am I allowed to bench? Arichayim, Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav, says that if I eat shrei food, this is like, don't high school kids ask us to the Rebbeim on Shabbatons or something? Like, Rebbe, if I eat shrei, should I make a bracha? Huh? Isn't this like a, you deal with high school kids. Maybe your kids are very holy. But, right, this is like a high school kid's question. So, what's the din? Do I make a bracha if I eat shrei food? So it says in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Kuf Tzadivav, Ein Mevarchen Olav, Lo Betchil, Lo Besof. If it was Bishogeg, so then, many poskim are meiko to make the bracha besof. It's really machlokas Rambam and Ravid, the bracha besof. The Gemara says that you don't do zimun on shrei food. The Rambam tain is huatin she'ein mevarchin. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that if it's b'shogeg, yesh lo tzaref, those days of the Ravid that you can make a bracha besof. But let's say I ate milchik bread, and let's say you hold straight like the Rambam, that milchik bread is treif. And not only is it treif, even b'shoigig, the iser of making a bracha afterwards applies. So do I make a bracha after eating milchik bread? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is quoted in the Sefer Mipnei Harav that you're allowed to make the bracha after eating the milchik bread. Because it's not an iser chafza, it's only an iser gavra, so to speak. It's only a precautionary measure, it's not an iser chafza. And as such, you are allowed to make the bracha afterwards. Yeah?
Would it be an afternoon for a vegetarian?
A vegetarian, someone who himself doesn't have a chashash. So the Achrayim discuss that. They assume that we look at the bread and the way normal people eat it. For example, let's say during the 9 days. So I'm not going to eat meat during the 9 days, right? But still the Isser applies, right, of having milchik bread. Even though it doesn't apply in this limited situation, the Maisa, the Isser applies writ large. Now, In the Mipnini Harav, in the Shirei Harav, they quote the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said that you should make a bracha after you eat your milchik bread. It happens at Rabbi Kiva Eger. In Shulchan Aruch also says you should make a bracha. No? But Rabbi Kiva Eger taines that the reason I should make a bracha is a little different. He taines that the reason I make a bracha after eating the milchik bread is because since the Pischei Tshuva quotes in the Crazy Place from the Rebbe Yonson Eibshitz, who quotes his Zedeh, that you can make a simin after you ate it, no? Or after I bake the bread. We said that there are two kulas, small amount and a simin, right? Do those kulas have to apply when you made the bread, or can those kulas set in afterwards? The place he quotes the Zedeh that I can make the kulas afterwards. Right? Meaning to say, I bake a huge amount of bread, but then I'm choteich into tiny pieces. That's going to be okay, says Laplace. Because right now it's a small amount. And small amount is mutter. It used to be a big amount, so what? Right? I can make a simen. After the bread is baked, I could take my branding iron and put it on the bread and say, now it says milchik bread. Right? The simen after helps according to Laplace. If the simen after helps, Zokt Rebbe Kiva Eger, that means that it's not a full-fledged Isser. It's a type of Isser that you can be matir. It's similar to the Isser of Demai, that Ibai Mafker Leila Nichsei, right? If I want, I could, right, be Mafker all my possessions, and an Ani is allowed to eat Demai. So here also, I have some heter to eat the bread. I can break it up. So therefore, it's not a full-fledged Isser. Therefore, I could bench after I eat the milchik bread. That's what Rebbe Kiva Eger Tainus. These issues, l'cha'ora, are one and the same. Does the simen afterwards help? And do I bench on it afterwards? It's one and the same because it all relates to the question, is it a cheftza shel Isser or is it a precautionary measure? If it's a cheftza shel Isser, so I can't make a simen after. It became Usser, no? But if it's a precautionary measure, don't eat the milchik bread because you might come to eat it with the other gender. So then, right, then the simen afterwards will help. Right? Similarly, benching after, one can contend, and that's what Moshe Soloveitchik said, it's only, is it a chefta shel isser or not? So it's really the same question. Yeah?
What's the status of that shel isser?
So sometimes chachomim make a gezeira d'rabban, like basar oif b'cholov, that becomes a chafza of Isser, right? We treat basar of b'cholov largely the same as basar of. There might be a little difference of face in this or hanon stuff, but it becomes a chafza shel Isser. Not every Isser d'rabbanan is just a precautionary measure. Often Chazal make an Isser d'rabbanan, and to fortify and strengthen the Isser, they say it now becomes a chafza shel Isser. I know, Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Aswin Doraisa entertains that maybe there's no such thing as an Isser Drabon that inheres in the Chafza. But L'cha'ora, there are, no? And he actually brings it right from Demai. That's it. He's Rabbi Yosef Engel. Ari?
Could a simen be like the OUD?
So, Kevon Sheiganu L'kach, once you have the places, Zeda, that an external simen after it was done helps, so we could say that all of these non-reliable hashgachas, if I buy bread that has KD on it, what's the hesber? The hesber is that's a simen al hamatafa. There is a simen, they're relying on the place is Zeta. But Moshe Soloveitchik said, you can rely on the place is Zeta, no? Moshe Soloveitchik said, since it's not a chafza shel Isser, you can put a simen outside. For some reason, the reliable hashgachas don't do this. The OU only does it by English muffins, and we'll have to discuss what the cheshbin for English muffins is. One cheshbin is the place is Zeda, but that alone, I think, would not suffice to be matir.
You also have to make sure it's always remaining in the bag.
Right, so that's one of the reasons why it's a weaker type of simen, because who says I'm not going to put the bread in a basket? And then, right?
Or when you take the crackers out.
Yeah, 100%. So I have to come up with some other coolers, and behitz tarif all those other coolers, maybe we could be makel. Yeah, Dovi? Chanan. We could say something like that. Piskei Tshuva, Sifkot Dalet, discusses Nat Bar Nat, no? Remember that case? There's a little bit of a complicated case. Pesach Shimon Sivka and Dalet says, I choose Pnei Arya, the Pasha Nefa im Isa, She'em Bashumin Be'en, El Otam Balua. There is a nafar nat of milchiks. So the Pesach Tshuva says, oh, well, not bar nat, I day bishol is asr l'chatchila, b'diyevet it's going to be mutter, etc. And therefore, maybe there's no isr milchik bread because it's going to be mutter b'diyevet. Right? That's the Pesach Tshuva sifkat and dalar. If we really treat it like it's isr, so then l'cha'ura, not bar nat, should also be asr. Right? That Pesach Tshuva is kula. Again, what we're doing now is, this is like the worst type of lumdus, I have to admit. Because we're going to give, like, every din that comes up in the Achrei Nisim, it's going to be telling this Chakira, but some of them will pass in this way, some of them pass in this way, it becomes like Chalantais. It really requires much more work. Or we say that the Chakira is like a bare Chakira, but the advantage, just in terms of learning, in these types of bare Chakiras that don't completely work, is it's a good way to remember an entire Sinan. Even though it doesn't work out structurally, but for my own memory, I could say, oh, here's one chakira, cheftavis or not, and it's tully in placing, it's tully in benching after, it's tully in naparnat, it's tully in shogig versus meizah that the Prima Gadim discusses right at the beginning, and it's quoted in the Pesach Tshuvas of Kut and Beis. One can contend that if the iser is a precautionary measure, so can design that they didn't make the iser in a situation that I added the milchix b'shogig, that the iser is only formulated to add the iser b'meizah. However, they added the milchix b'meizid, I should say. However, if you understand that's a chafza shel iser, so it's much more likely to say that there's no distinction between shogig and meizid. Right? Next issue that comes up that should be totally in this shalin type of svara. The Nachlas Tzvi here. Nachlas Tzvi is huge. There is this discussion in the Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek that we encountered before. The Tzemach Tzedek discusses whether I can add, if I have a year that the wine is not so good, and the wine is like not clear, can I add some milk to the wine? So Nachlas Tzvi discusses that maybe it's going to be us based on Ein Mevatlan Isra L'Chatchila, based on adding the milk, and he discusses adding the Chila of Chita also to the wine to clarify it, to give it a nicer color. So Nachlas Tzvi discusses that it should be us based on Ein Mevatlan Isra L'Chatchila. And then he discusses the Shogig Mezer issue, and at one point in the middle of the Nachlas Tzvi writes, the Mashikas of Atzemach Tzedek, the Mashna Isid Rabbanon Zem, we call Isid Rabbanon, Shna Ushna. The Tzemach Tzedek says that there's a din of Eim Vatmanis of Chatchila, and there's no difference between this Isid Rabbanon and all Isrim Rabbanon. Says the Nachlas Tzvi, Shna Ushna. It's very different. Da'acha kol masha asur hu siyag kedesh lo yochal im bazar. Ulahachi hecha de ikka heker kagon shashin at siris hapas mutter kevan shalo yavo le iser v'im kein hacha kevan sha'afim yochal lo yavo le iser basa b'chalav lo gazru klal bazar. Zuck the Nachlas Tzvi, there's no din of ein mevatlan iser l'chatchila over here, because the whole issue is a siyag. The whole issue is we don't want you to come to eat it with the other gender. But if it's a small enough amount that's going to be batal, you want to say to us out to aim about this lachatchila? No! Shna ushna, says the Nachlas Tzvi. Why? Because l'mais, it's going to be batal. L'mais, it's going to be batal, and I won't come l'achlo im chalav. But the way the Nachlas Tzvi formulates it, this question is really about whether it is an Issa Cheftza or not. It happens that the Nachlas Tzvi towards the end discusses that maybe we should be Meiko on the Tzemach Tzedek's case of wine based on what we said before. Although the Taz was Machmir, that milchik bread applies to other substances, but Lemaisa, if milchik bread only applies to milchiks, only applies to bread, I should say. Milchik bread only applies to bread, so then wine is not bread. One could argue, and the Badei HaShulchan and the Biurim, like, around, right at the beginning of this Siman, has that maybe bread and wine are the same. That maybe the Shach Svara of bread, that it's ragel lechol and kol davar, applies by wine the same as it applies by bread. But the fact that Nachmasi is mekel on wine, I think, leans in the direction against what that Bade HaShulchan is saying. Yeah. Probably 4 more minutes. Sorry. Okay. So you'll be on time, Dovi. Maybe not. So now, when all is said and done, when it comes to, let's say, Thomas's English muffins, so we have a few kulas. We have the external semen of the place Zeta. We also have the fact that what? We also have the fact that Thomas's English muffins might be a hecker. English muffins look different than most bread. English muffins are known to be milchic bread. If it looks different, so that would be a kula. Now, this kula of looking different, I think, is more complicated today. I believe there's another brand of English muffins on the market called Freihoffers, which are actually par of English muffins. What a mistake. So, the fact is, this other brand of English muffins, if it's really par of English muffins, so then I don't know if there is, par of English muffins on the market that look the same, so that kula of Tzuraso Mochachas Olav doesn't fully apply. But perhaps there's another kula still, which is a Mevatlan, it's Lechatrila. Or Mevatlan, it's Lechatrila in this case. The amount of milk that goes into the English muffins apparently is bottle. It's a small amount of milk. Achos Mikashishim. If that's the case, so then there is room Lechakel. Again, these are some. Well, again, so Hashgachos won't assume something is not milchik if it's bata b'shishim. That is,
oh, really?
Yeah, the OU doesn't have something called dairy equipment or the like, no? They assume that if there's any amount of dairy, they treat it like dairy. They're worried of lawsuits based on people with allergies.
Yeah, but for us, meaning we, if we have meat, we should be able to have English muffins after.
Again, it's totally in this Nachlas Tzvi. Do I assume that the din of Eim Mevatlan Nesu L'Chatchila applies to milchik bread? To put a tiny drop of milchik into the bread?
I mean, if we're using that svar to be makir in general, then once we're being makir, we're going to
shop. Right.
What?
Now, the kula over here, L'Cha'ora, is based on the complicated idea of Tzir of Hashitos. The notion of Tzir of Hashitos over here is that even though I don't hold like any shita in particular, but the combination of all of them seems to be enough to be makel. So these are some of the issues I wanted to discuss. There's a lot more to say about the Shach Sifkat and Beis in particular, with the Nafar Nat issue, the Chavastas about Nafar Nat B'Shas Bishul, looking at Pischei Tshuvah Kat and Hay. But I wish you all a wonderful Yontiv, and we should be Mekabel the Torah and actually understand your Radeya. Okay. So crackers, I think, is the same type of thing. I mean, crackers might be worse. If the Badei HaShulchan is right, that wine is worse than other substances, crackers are also worse because you tend to eat it with other food items.
Like, why do I don't know if it's OU.
I don't think it's the OU.
Like Cheez-Its.
Huh?
The OU wouldn't give...
I don't know. I mean, I didn't have a chance to look at the OU Chuvas. The OU has everything written.
That's a real
simon if it's orange, yeah. Okay, Chefer, thank you.